Discipline is the key to stay organized. Organization doesn't happen overnight, and it's not an easy destination to get to. As we've said before, it takes hard work, discipline, and lots of good habits to keep on the path of good organization. This is why the process can seem overwhelming at first and seem like a real challenge, but it doesn't have to be impossible. With some of the following tips and techniques, we can feel more empowered to stay disciplined in your organization. Stay within your systems. When we set our minds to become more organized, the first step is finding the right system that will help you reach that goal. Once you find the system that works for you, the key is to keeping up the momentum and maintain that system. Over time, it is normal to need to reevaluate or tweak your system in some way. Develop a more updated system periodically based on your changing priorities, needs, and to-do lists. When organizing your home or office, stay within the system that you've adapted so that your routines and actions are consistent and work together. Learn to say no. Oftentimes, we can become disorganized by taking on too many projects or activities, which can take a toll on our time management. It is important to learn the need to say no when asked to help with a request. While you may feel the need or desire to help everyone that you can, realize that you can best serve others by sticking with the areas in which you have the most to offer and can do the most good. If you overextend yourself and your skills, not only do many people miss out on the great things you have to offer, but it keeps you from feeling more confident and organized in your life. Sample phrases for saying no. No, thank you. Sorry, but I'm already committed to another project. That area is not one of my strengths. Thank you, but I am needed for other projects or assignments right now. Have organization be part of your life. Organization doesn't happen every once in a while or when the occasion arises. It is something that is continued and carried out each day. In order to stay organized over time, we must make organization part of our everyday life. Organization is in everything we do, from daily activities such as sorting out documents to more long-term activities such as reorganizing a department. When we practice these good habits and helpful tips every day, we are making organization a regular thing in our lives and letting it help us build a better future for ourselves. Don't wait for things or tasks to clutter up your life before you decide it's time to get organized again. Plan for tomorrow, today. If you're waiting for the beginning of the following day to start your organization plan, chances are you are already headed to disorganization. Start today and make a plan for what you want to do in your life, including on a daily, weekly, monthly, and even a yearly basis. When you determine what you want, such as becoming more organized, you can make plans today to reach those goals in the future. Make a to-do list and plan a time and tackle it instead of waiting for the urge to do it comes along. Make plans on how to motivate yourself to keep going and plan rewards for productive behaviors. Set deadlines for yourself and stick to them. When we plan ahead and manage your time effectively, the stress and anxiety of becoming more organized will feel much lighter and a lot less like a chore. Tips: make short and long-term to-do lists. Plan ways to execute each list. Find ways to keep yourself motivated to stay on task. Don't forget to plan deadlines or plan to meet those already in place. Case study. "I finally did it," exclaimed Joshua. Joshua had finally organized his office in preparation of starting on a new client account in a few weeks. He knew he would need a clean and organized office to work in, so he realized he needed to take care of it sooner rather than later. Once it was ready, he made a daily and weekly to-do list that he must do in order to keep it organized, such as arranging his desk area and putting away any tools or supplies he used. He decided to stay with his current system for several weeks or several meetings or projects and then see how they worked in his favor. Then he would see if anything needed to be changed or altered. As he was finishing up, Joshua received a call from his friend, Corey, asking if he wanted to help him paint his garage this weekend. "No thanks," Joshua said. "I've got to get to my office and myself in order if I'm going to be ready to take on this account on time." What is the purpose of staying within your organizational system? It keeps your actions and routines consistent. It helps keep the mail in order. It makes us bored with our routines. It holds all of our personal contacts,